I mean by a police state that here in the United States, it seems like we're being controlled more and more by the police state apparatus. I mean, we have to go through full body X-ray machines to get on flights. The other day, last week here in California, in Stockton, California, a man was getting up in the morning. He was a single father of three young children, and he heard commotion outside. He looked outside his door, and there were 15 of what he thought were SWAT police officers, which means they were in body armor and had guns. They broke down his door. They detained him and his three young children for 6 hours in the back of police cars, and this was because his ex-wife had some issues with her student loans. I mean, to me, that is just incredibly oppressive to be defaulting on your student loans or have a question with your student loans, and 15 heavily armed officers break into a house to collect on those loans or something. And of course, we've seen such when we have a demo at the G20, the last one was in Pittsburgh, and there were more heavily armed and armored police officers and army military there guarding the wealthy elite of this country. I myself was there. I got tear gassed. I got shot at with rubber bullets, chased by the police just for exercising our freedom of speech. And the most damning thing that shows that the United States is now in an oppressive police state is the recent passage of the extension of the USA Patriot Act, which basically makes the Constitution of the United States null and void.